All right, I'm just going to do a new podcast on the Gallo Group. So Gallo Group's got New York City, Knoxville, Pueblo, and Athens. So we'll start with New York City. New York City brought in the 3-4 class of clear leads, replacing the 42-71 class. They do lose Isaiah Gallo, undersized center, but he only played half his minutes there. Daniel Green played a lot there. So basically, he returns all his starters. Let's see, Daniel Green, I could be wrong here, let me look. He started the season at center, and then he switched it for Gallo. But even still, New York City's got a lot of talented players, and then they bring in a 3-4 class. You look at it, he said that there were three clear leads on the message board. None of them jump off the page. Kane does have really good shooting splits, but you know, he's 58% true shooting as a 6'8 center, 9.6 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 0.8 steals, 1.1 blocks. He could definitely start at center unless he wants to start Daniel Green again. I'd probably try the guy that's part of a 3-4 class, but he's got some good players. You look at the rest of his team. You got Mavs, Brown, Aruz, Harris. They should all be good. I've always liked Aruz. He plays really well. Last year, he was 21 points a game. Eric Brown was 26.2 points a game on 58% true shooting. So this team's really good. You look at their schedule, they play Athens, Boise, and Huntsville out of conference. They play Boise, Huntsville, and Cooperstown out of conference. So nothing too hard. Huntsville lost a lot of players from last year, so they're not going to be quite as good for sure. Boise, So their out of conference isn't too hard. I think this team's got a really good shot at making the PNTT playoffs. Coach Go OSU has got a good team. But, yeah, we'll see. Usually he's got a lot of talent, but he's got to put it all together. And last year they were a solid team but lost in the first round of the NTT. So it should be interesting to see what they do this year. You got Derek Mavs. He's playing point guard. He's more of a passing guy. 7.4 assists, 1.7 steals, you know. And then you got Aruz and Brown, the shooters. It should be interesting, especially with guys like Hawkins and Stewart, who could both potentially play point guard. Their hands should really help. On the message board, let's see what he said real quick. Conference 2. So he said New York City, let's see. So they're all clear leads. He got really excited by the rankings, but they're not as good as he really was hoping for. But they're really good for three clear leads. He said Kane's really solid, statistically very impressive with his shooting from the field. The computer loves him, and Hawkins are probably the reason the class is ranked so high. So hope to play up to that hype, increase his volume in college. Really, he is talented in all areas and Boulder down low when it comes to rebounding. The only aspect is lacking is his rim protection. Hawkins is highly ranked by the recruit rankers and mostly delivered that praise in reality. I think they may have a few bumps on him as well, given he scored very efficiently as a power forward and figures to be the other big reason the computer loves his class. Hawkins is an elite ball handler in his size and athleticism and all-around skill. I think he projects well to point guard, but small forward is also a possibility. So that's interesting, especially because Aruz and Brown are in there. Would that mean that you'd move Brown down to point guard? Potentially. But I think Hawkins could definitely play point guard. I'd love to see him there, see how he does. This is a really solid team. The problem for them is that they have a really tough. They have a really tough opponent in the is their number two, and that number two is Knoxville. Knoxville got, I don't know. It's tough to say for sure, but he's definitely one of the best players in this class. Jordan James, what a get for them. He's part of a 5-3 class, replacing a 106-108 class. They had no seniors. They were an NTT team last year, made to the Sweet 16. So you have all that, and you had Jordan James, and it's, I mean, you maybe I'm doing disservice just saying Jordan James, because Gabriel Bobro is a solid player, but he's probably going to be on the bench. Dove Rue, that's his name. That's crazy. He looks like a solid player too, but this is Jordan James, 66.4% true shooting, 60.2% from the field on 26.5 points, 46.9% from three, 4 free throws a game, made 84% of them, 11 rebounds, 2.3 assists, doesn't steal it, but 2.7 blocks. This was a painful loss. The guy wanted to win. The guy wanted to stay in conference a little bit. He was only fair plus, but he was an excellent win. And he chose Knoxville over us. But, man, this is, I think teams are going to have a real problem with him. Do you move Brett Stevens out? Do you move Austin Tipton out? I'm not sure. Probably Stevens, but it's really hard to say. Stevens was part of a 6693 class last year. I would guess it's him, but, you know, because Tipton's a great passer. I mean, all their players are great passers. I feel like Grant Brown can even take a step up from his 63.8% true shooting. This team's going to be good. We'll see how Jordan James translates, but I have a feeling he's going to translate really, really well. And, you know, they have a couple of options, you know. Danny Peterson is a little small, but he's a great defensive player. 2.1 steals, 17.6 points. Grant Brown, he's just more of an efficiency guy. So, really, you got to figure out who you want to bench. I would guess, yeah, like I said, I guess it's Brett Stevens. But you can move everyone down. You can move Ogle and Tipton down. But Grant, especially because you're going to want to get Jordan James points. And sometimes it's hard to get those big guys to shoot. It doesn't look like Jordan James has any problem shooting with 26.5 points per game. But, yeah, that one hurts. I don't want to talk about him too much, but they're good. They do have a tough out-of-conference schedule. They have Rockford and Yakima. So that might hurt them. But, yeah, Knoxville's good enough to make the PNTT playoffs. And I'm guessing they're going to breeze through Athens and Pueblo, as well New York City. But then you got, yeah, Yakima, Hershey, Rockford. Those are tough games. And I really want to see that Martinez versus James matchup in Exhibition 3. Or maybe, you know, maybe he throws a little wrench into it. And he's like, you know what, I'm staying away from Martinez, and I'm going to put James at power forward. Or, you know what? I think he could play small forward if he wants. I think the guy's a beast. So, but obviously, I like him a lot. Don't need to talk about that anymore. Athens brought in the 210-186 class, replacing the 23-22 class. And that's just a bummer. You lose two seniors, Maxwell Stevens, Devin Clark, both solid players. And you just don't replace it with much. Anthony Perry only scored 8.7 points, but he was really efficient in those points, and he was a good passer, but doesn't look like he's got the defense. Waylon Reed at least has a little size. They're going to need that size. Maybe Leo Wiggins moves up to shooting guard. I mean, not shooting. Leo Wiggins moves up to center. I'm not sure. But this is a solid team for sure, and I'm excited to, yeah, just see what they got going for them. You look, let me see real quick. So, you look at their bench, and I really like Michael Sullivan. Potentially he can play a little bit. He was pretty efficient, played well, played good defense in limited minutes. So that could be, but they play Macon, Lancaster, Bismarck. Definitely Macon and Lancaster are going to be tough games. This team might have some troubles in this region. And then you look at Pueblo. Pueblo brought in the 184-193 class, replacing the 238-239 class. So that's going to be a little different for them. But only one of the seniors started. He wasn't amazing, but he was kind of a pass-first point guard. You look at their guys, they did bring in a pass-first point guard in Jacob Carr, and they got Jordan Simmons, a 7-1 guy. So maybe the size can really help. And maybe this class is a little underrated because I seem to like it. I like Nicholas Calhoun, who can pass, rebound, defend. Carr can pass and defend. And then you got a big man, a 7-1 guy. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of these guys start. And they already have enough scoring. They scored pretty well last year. They do need a little defense. Kevin Bermudez is a senior. Mathieu Wake and Isaiah Cook. I'm guessing all those guys start. Cameron Humble is a solid player too. So we'll see what they can do. Maybe, I don't know. Wake's a tough guy because he's good. I'd like to see him play point guard and have Carr come off the bench, potentially, and then move Simmons to the center position. Just because a 6-1 point guard is a lot easier to play than a 6-1 shooting guard. But yeah, we'll see what happens. You look at this group overall, and really it's coming down to New York City and Knoxville. Both teams are really solid. New York City, they both brought in top five classes. New York City, let's see. Last year, they had a good team. They lost in the first round of the NTT. Took their lumps early in the PNTT, but they came back and actually played Knoxville in the first game of the NTT, and they lost by 7. Mavs did not have a good game, but Eric Brown and Jacob Arus did. If Brown and Arus can come back, you bring in the new guy. The problem is, can Green, sorry, it won't be Green, but the problem is, can it's gonna probably be freshman against freshman. You'll have freshman. Sorry about that. Working through with my phone here. You have the freshman from New York City, which is Dylan Kane, going up against Jordan James probably, and he wasn't sure about Kane's post defense, so that should be an interesting one matchup to go up against. Maybe go zone for that game. Maybe try something else. But I think that game's going to determine who wins the group. But I think both teams have a decent chance, although Knoxville has just such a tough out-of-conference schedule with Yakima and Rockford. Rockford's a little different. Rockford's good, don't get me wrong, but they lost Luke Davis, which just makes it a little tougher. They still have a lot of solid players, and they brought in the 50-59 class, so it's not like they're hurting, but they're just going to be a different team. So I think both teams make it in. Both teams are solid, but we should see what happens. So thanks for listening. I'll try and do the last group, the big group here, maybe later, maybe in an hour or two.